duties and responsibilities. That's basically what I'm going to talk to you about today. Now, there are duties that we have. For example, we have the duty to love our neighbor as ourselves. We have a duty. The Ten Commandments are our duty. Our responsibilities go beyond the duty, though. And John Paul II, our beloved Holy Father, prior to Pope Benedict, told us that we have to live our religious existence in a radical way. In other words, we have to go way beyond what is just duty. And we have to go beyond even responsibilities. But it's the responsibility of our faith that carries us beyond duty. Now, see, we have the duty to be good. It is our duty to be kind and generous and help our fellow man. It is our duty to take care of creation because creation is God's gift to us. But it is our responsibility to go beyond those duties. And that means that we have to allow all of these things to be permeated with love. You see, when we realize that these things are gifts, everything is a gift. Our intellect, our life, everything about us, everything that we see, our sight, our taste, our touch, the smells, everything around us is a gift from God. We then realize that it is our responsibility not only to make certain that we never take them for granted, but that we use them well in the means and reason for which they were given to us. Why is it that I have a voice to speak if it isn't to praise God? Why do I have eyes to see if it isn't to see the truth in the created world that surrounds me? Ears to hear if I do not listen to the Word of God and try to live it day by day, each and every day of my life? I must taste the sweetness of Christ's presence in the Eucharist. I must have good taste, something that our society seems to have forgotten about. People are constantly stepping on good taste. But everything in Jesus' life had an element of good taste to it. He knew all of the social customs and traditions of the day, and he followed them well. But the big difference of the people that lived in the time of Jesus, the scribes and the Pharisees and Jesus, is that Jesus took and permeated everything around him with love. I'm talking true love, honest to God love. Not selfishness, not egotism, not personal me, myself, and I kind of love, but a love that goes beyond the gift to the giver. Realizing that with the gift, there is a responsibility. There's a responsibility to use the gift for God's greater glory and so that I can get to heaven. Our duty is to make it to heaven through the grace of God. And our responsibility is to see to it that we bring as many to heaven with us as we can. But we have to do this in a way that is permeated with charity, with kindness, with goodness. Oh, you'll find religions that'll take as many to heaven as they can with them. There are sects that will blow bunches of people up thinking that that's the way to get to God. There are some that commit suicide, mass suicide, thinking that that's the way to get there. But we know that take love away and this is what happens. You take love out of the equation of duty and responsibility, and you have madness. Then you have nothing but legalism. And to tell you the truth, legalism always hurts people because we begin to look at the law for the law itself and not for the purpose of the law. Just as we look at the creation, we have to look at the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is to see God in it and to get to Him. There are so many ways to see God in the things that surround us. But love permeating even our duty and our responsibility is virtue. It is a duty to defend and love our country, but love entering into that duty to serve our country is a virtue. Patriotism is a virtue blessed by God. Everyone should love their country. What we must do is take every experience, everything that surrounds us. We must take every action that we perform, and we must see to it that it has as its fundamental essence the love that God has given to us, the love that is founded and grounded on Christ Jesus. You know, he defines it, and I say this often because it's true. The definition of love can be seen by looking upon Christ hanging on the cross. Take him off the cross, and it's a symbol of torture, destruction, death, murder, hate, fear. But you put Christ on the cross, kind of as the serpent was lifted and placed upon the standard when the people of Israel were being killed by the snakes. And they looked upon that image, that bronze image of the serpent on the cross, and they were healed. And so also, how do we heal society, a broken society, a society that can't see anything but its selfishness and egotism and what's good for me is good for me, and I'm the one who decides, and I'm the one who makes the decisions. The me, myself, and I society. How do we overcome it? Unless we look upon Christ hanging on that cross and recognize that that's what love is. That's what love demands. That's what love insists upon if we are going to truly be men and women of duty and of responsibility. We have to have the responsibility of love first, because it is when love enters into the equation that the divine enters into life and into our love. You see, Jesus came to teach us by way of his example. The cross is necessary. If it wasn't, because he prayed, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass. But it wasn't. He had to endure it. Why? Because you and I had to see it. You and I have to look upon it. You and I need that crucifix. The cross you can get anywhere. But a crucifix comes from God. And that's why we, especially as Roman Catholic Christians, that's why we must keep our eyes fixed on that cross. We must study the wounds. We must study Christ hanging there for 3 hours. We must study every word he said so that we can really understand our responsibility in love, our duty in bearing the title of Christian, of bearing the great title and responsibility of a Roman Catholic Christian, one who has embraced, through the grace of God alone, the fullness of faith, the fullness of truth itself. Therefore, duty and responsibility becomes our great privilege. The great privilege of those who truly love with the heart of God himself.